Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Welcome to another edition of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast, hosted by Johnny Rizzo, where we talk about everything motorcycle, from tips on safe riding, to apparel and accessories, to where the next events are, and everything in between. So, let's mount up and ride. Hey, Johnny, where are we going this time?
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
What's up, Long Island?
What's up, K-Fox?
You know, sitting here with two handsome men hanging out.
I see Jim. Where's the other guy?
I'm just trying to pretend you are.
trying to make me feel good?
Damn straight, son.
Oh, you got it. You got it. You got it. So what's up, everybody? I'm Johnny Rizzo. I am with K-Fox. And we got special guests in the studio tonight. Jim Lennox from Lennox Law. What's up, Jim?
Hey, all is well, and like I was saying before, I got a very cool tour today of a Harley collection.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an awesome afternoon.
We can talk about Liberty Safes. You went to Liberty Safes?
Yes, I did. I went to Liberty Safes.
You saw Bob Sands.
Bob Sands, the Sandman, he tells me.
Sandman, yeah, he is a great guy. I mean, you know, you meet people in your life, and he's one of those guys that just stick with you forever. He's an awesome guy. He helped out the show tremendously. I mean, forget about it. We love Bob. In the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio family. And Liberty Safes as well is a great place to get a safe.
Sure.
So, you know what? They have a lot of stuff, too. You see those guns that they sell there? They're not real guns. They shoot like little balls or something like that. Like get away.
Really?
I didn't check those.
Back guys. Off. Boom. So, what's going on, guys? How was the weekend? Even though it's good. Wednesday already.
You know what? Weekend was good. Let's see. What do we do? Well, you know. I went to my favorite hair salon and got my hair done.
Well, who's that?
Tresses and Colors.
Oh, yeah. It looks nice.
Thank you. Thank you. 1227 Montauk Highway. Go see Louise. Mention Kate Fox. She'll give you 25% off any hair service.
Really?
So, yes.
So if I went there and I mentioned Kate Fox, I mean, does it have to be in a good way, though? Be like, ah, man, that's Kate Fox. Okay.
She knows me, so she'll understand.
it only goes one way, right?
She'll understand. When I walk in, I just walk in there, and I'm like, here's the circus.
There you go. Let it begin. So I was with Rock and Vodka on Saturday night.
Yeah, looked fun. No,
what's that, Bourbon Street, I think it was called?
Bourbon Street and Bayside on Bell Boulevard.
Oh, amazing place. We were on the roof, and you didn't even know we were on the roof. They had it closed in.
Very cool.
And it reminded me of being in Nashville. Have you ever been to Nashville?
I have not. It's on the bucket list.
Love Nashville.
Love Nashville.
Great place.
See, all the bars are the same. You go up the stairs to the roof. And all the bars there are like rooftops.
Right.
So this is exactly the way this place was.
Did you go to Kid Rock's place there?
Yeah, Kid Rock. I haven't gotten there yet.
I didn't go in, but I saw it from it. It's like 3 or 4 stories, and it was most music on every level.
Looks very cool.
It's gorgeous in Nashville. So I did a live show from Nashville, which was awesome. We did a Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on a stage in a bar. We set the whole show up on the bar. We had a guitar player.
That's a good time.
It was a guitar player doing acoustic. So we did some radio. He did some guitar, back to radio. It was awesome. Yeah. So Nashville is a great place. But the Rock and Vodka, they did their thing again.
You know, what can you say? We love Rock and Vodka.
Rock and Vodka. Have you tried it yet, Jim?
I haven't tried it yet. I bought a bottle, but I didn't crack it open yet.
Oh, really? What bottle did you get?
I guess it's their, like their basic design.
The clear
it's
one?
Not one of the, no, no, no. Or with black, the with the black the, bottle with
the
guitar.
Mic. Oh, oh, the
there's
guitar.
A mic on
okay,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
the
mic.
Yes,
oh, with the mic. With the rings. Yes. Well, you know, they are doing a tasting over at the Edgewood Bar and Grill on Comac Road in Deer Park tomorrow night.
Really?
6 o'clock. I'm going to be there. Come hang
okay.
out with me.
Sounds
and
good.
Yeah, they're exploding. They're going to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Rock and Vodka is going to be the place. The drink to have. You know, they're going to – what do you drink? Screwdrivers? What's a good vodka drink? I don't drink anymore.
I drink it on the rocks or neat, baby.
Yeah? Rock and Vodka.
Once in
place.
A while a Bloody Mary, which is why I made my Thanksgiving Rock and Vodka Bloody Mary Mayhem.
The Bloody Mary Mayhem. I like that deal. I love it. But so check out Rock and Vodka.
Yes.
Go on their website at rockandvodka.com. Check out all that cool stuff on there. They have those cans now, too.
The ready-to-drink?
Ready-to-drink cans.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We had those a couple weeks ago. They were tasty.
Oh, man. That pina colada one, like, right?
It was, yeah, I should have the names pulled up, but yeah. I don't. But it's all three so of them were delicious.
So good, Jim. You got to try this. Just amazing. They're made from grapes.
Grapes? Spanish. Where do the grapes come from?
Spain.
Yes.
All right. Spanish grapes. And mountain spring water.
Yes.
So this stuff is so good.
Organic.
Organic.
Wait, they want her to say vegan, right?
Yeah, they're saying something about
organic,
vegan.
Organic,
but
vegan, all that jazz.
You know what?
Natural.
I'm going to give you. Tastes good.
Yes.
Why I'm not vegan.
You, what?
Why I'm not vegan?
You're not vegan?
I'm not vegan. They call me Steaks. Is my nickname.
I'm aware. I've known you long enough.
Steaks. But you can find Rock and Vodka in some local bars around here.
Absolutely.
Frogs has it.
Yes.
The Moonlight Pub has it.
Yes.
Right.
The Warehouse in Amityville.
The Warehouse.
The Edgewood Bar and Grill.
Edgewood, yep.
There's so many more. Mulcahy's Pub.
And I don't know if I can say it yet. I'll wait till it's official. But there was a local bar, one of my favorites that I've been hanging out in for a very long time. There's three locations. Hopefully, I'll see it next week.
Great, great.
They should
oh, and
be
they're
in
at Jake's 58 also.
They're at Jake's 50. You ever go there?
Yes.
You know, I went in there. I'm always lucky with the slot machines. I won like $250 the first 30 seconds I was there.
Nice.
Then I was like, you know what? I'm done. I saw this machine.
Oh, no.
And I said, it's a $10 slot machine. Like I said, why not? So I put $50 in it. But it wasn't a regular slot machine. It came up, like, if you get any number, whatever number it is, you win that amount.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah,
won $500 right there.
Nice.
First pull. I said, now I'm done. So I took my $750 and I left.
Yeah,
can't
why
go
not?
Wrong. Can't go wrong.
Right.
Right? You got to love it.
Can't go wrong.
And now we go to Jake's 58 and enjoy Rock and Vodka. So we got Jim. One of our favorite guests.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
we
he
love
is our
Jim.
Favorite guest. He is
comes
one
into
of them,
the studios.
Yeah.
Well, happy to be here.
And what's going on?
So tonight I want to just bring to light a couple of things. I'm not offering legal advice to anybody, but okay. I'm going to just give some general information.
Okay.
And I probably have to make a disclaimer that anything that I say is considered attorney advertising.
Okay.
Okay. You know, in the past we've talked about accident cases. We've talked about insurance. So tonight I want to mention something that we also do, which is we handle estate planning work as well.
Okay.
So estate planning is doing wills and trusts for people,
right,
as well as some other documents that a lot of people don't really think about, and they should. So power of attorney,
okay,
healthcare proxy, living will,
right,
a document that appoints an agent to carry out your wishes for burial or cremation.
Okay.
Right, so these are things that most people don't want to address, they don't want to think about,
right,
but they're very important.
Yes,
to have these things in place, and we call them advance directives, meaning you're deciding ahead of time who you want to be in charge of certain things for and decisions on some things that you want to happen.
Very important,
because otherwise, the law has things in place to figure out what should happen. But it takes more time, it's more costly, and you don't have any say in it at that point. You know, so I've had situations over the years where, I had a client that came into me with a case for her husband, and the husband was in an accident, had a traumatic brain injury. At that point, he wasn't competent to sign any papers for himself. So she said, well, I could sign all the papers. I said, no, you can't. She, but I'm his wife. I said, I understand that.
Right.
But you have to be appointed guardian for somebody in that situation. So that became a whole process all by itself. It's a legal process. She had to petition the court. The court has to assign someone to review all the information, talk to his doctors, get medical records.
Wow.
It's a big, drawn-out, expensive process, and it delayed filing a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
If he simply had a power of attorney in place that his wife was on,
right,
she could have signed everything with that. We could have avoided the whole guardianship.
Oh, man.
So a lot of people don't realize that their family members, particularly your children, right, once they turn 18 – technically, you have no legal right to take care of things for them. So having a power of attorney in place is good for the, you know, for
absolutely.
That also.
You never think about these things, too.
And you know, I mentioned briefly, you know, I've been going through it for a year. And thankfully, my father had at least put everything in place to start working. And it's still been, it's been a year. And it's been exhausting. So to not be prepared, I can't even imagine.
Neither could I. And we'll get more on this when we come back from commercial. So I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kate Fox and Jim Lennick tonight, hanging out in the studio. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Check out our website at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Boom!
Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com. For commercial office printers, copiers, document cloud-based solutions, and with over 50 years of service, the choice is clear. Northeastern Office Equipment. Get a free, no-obligation quote. Visit northeasternoffice.com. Stop by First Manufacturing Company at 389 West Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York. They have the largest selection of motorcycle accessories, apparel, and fashion leather goods on Long Island. Use the promo code RADIO and receive 20% off your in-store or online order. Visit firstmfg.com.
Bikers Info USA, the first bikers app by bikers, for bikers, and it's free. National and state events, Sturgis and Daytona, Bikers Info USA. Every motorcycle manufacturer dealer listed. Biker products for you and your bike. Bikers Info USA. Find the places to go, places to party, places to stay at every event. Bikers Info USA. Download it now. It's free. Bikers Info USA.
All right. We are back. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. I am Johnny Rizzo. I'm with Kay Fox and Jim Lennick. And check out our YouTube channel, because we're doing all these short videos now. And past things I've been to, like I've been to Daytona, Myrtle, a lot of great events I've been to. So I'm putting up these short videos. They're actually doing very well. So check out our short videos. You'll love them out there. And hey, Kate.
Yes.
What did we eat Monday night?
Oh, Fat Boy's Burrito.
Fat Boy's Burrito is amazing.
It is, yum.
It is so good. Now, Jim, you know it.
Yes, you right, Fat right by the office.
They cater, first of all. They have a Super Bowl package coming out. $300, you get so much food. Check out Fat Boy's Burrito. If they're right near you. If you live out here on Long Island, there's one that's going to be close to you. So we got one at 2496 Merrick Road in Belmore, 4097 Jericho Turnpike in East Northport, or 1660 Old Country Road in Plainview.
Inside the Coliseum Deli.
And check that out. I love that deli, too.
I know you do.
So Fat Boy Burrito. Or have you eaten at Gino's yet?
Yeah, of course.
Gino's Pizza. Gino's of Comac, everybody. So check out their fine food. Pizza, pasta, salads. Gino's of Comac's got everything you need. Right in Comac, right on Jericho Turnpike. So, Jim, so please continue what we were talking about.
So one of the things that a lot of people, think is that if they don't have a will, right, that the state takes everything from you. Right? Right. People say that to me all the time. I don't know anybody who's ever had that ever happen.
Right.
Right. But people seem to think
How do
this.
How they think that, though? Because you got die intestate, it doesn't mean I'm sorry. You're the lawyer. I will be quiet.
No. You're absolutely right. The reason that they think that is because there's a state statute, right, in New York as well as every other state, an intestacy statute that says what happens to your things if you die and you don't have a will. So, it follows a family tree. So if you die and you don't have a will, but you have a spouse, you have children, it gets divided up between them. If you don't have a spouse and children, it goes to your parents. If you don't have parents, it goes to your siblings. If not, it goes to cousins. And so on. But at a certain point, it stops, right? That list.
Right.
And then you have to have what's called, if there's a distant relative, a second cousin, a third cousin, something like that, you have to have what's called an heirship hearing.
Ah.
And you have to have the public administrator handle the estate. And it's a convoluted mess. So it's important to have a will in place so you avoid that. But ultimately, if you don't have any relatives whatsoever, then, yes, your property can go to the state until somebody proves that they should be entitled to
it. It does need some place to go, right?
Yes, right. It has to go somewhere.
Well, you're familiar with people saying that the New York State Comptroller's website has an office for unclaimed funds.
Yes.
Right? So if you have – let's say you have an insurance policy on a car and you switch companies and you're entitled to a refund, but you moved, right? They send a refund check to the address that you were at, and you don't get it because you didn't forward your mail or something. Then after a period, it comes back to them. Well, it didn't get cash. So at the end of a certain period of time, that has to go to the state, and the state holds it until you claim it. So that's something everybody should do. Go on the New York State Comptroller website, put your name in, and sometimes it shows up that there's something there.
It never shows up when I try. I don't do it often.
It's very interesting stuff, though, you know. I mean, things you don't think about. Kate, do you ever think about that? I never thought about that.
We'll be right back.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Well, again, I always thought about it a little, but I didn't want to acknowledge the issue that you would be dealing with. And thankfully, you know, prior to my father worsening with his illness, I mean, he had everything set, thank goodness. Even though he complicated a lot of stuff, he had an attorney in place, he had a trust in place. He had, and I mean, like I said, we're still a little over a year, we're still finalizing a lot of stuff. And it's just, I cannot imagine having walked into the situation without stuff in place. Oh my goodness.
Sure.
Like I can't imagine not being prepared.
So I was with a lady today. This is the reason I was over near where, Bob Sands works, the safe place. I was over there for a closing. To change title on a property for a lady whose husband died over 2 years ago.
Ugh.
And didn't have a will. And the property was in his name. So there was a process in getting her appointed as administrator. There was a process in getting her to approved on the mortgage and from the, you know, the property management.
Wow.
And it took 2 years to get her name on the title to this unit where she's been living for 10 years.
That's just what. Well, this is silly, but there was, I don't know what the bond was that my dad had that he either had it jointly with his mother or she had it. She passed like 20 years ago. I had to request her death certificate from the state in order to proceed. So you don't think of these intricacies until you're dealing with it.
No, and when we work with people and we see a situation like that, let's say we're creating a trust and they're transferring the house into the trust to protect it, and we see they had a spouse that predeceased, we ask them for the death certificate so that we have that on file and you know, we can navigate around these issues ahead of time instead of, you know, we wait until someone passes and then you find out, you do a search on the property and you find out, well, it shows there's a mortgage. Well, that mortgage was paid off many years ago. Right? But if the bank didn't file the right paperwork way back when, it still shows up. So when we do estate planning for people, we look at these things and we'll do a search on the property. If it shows an issue like that, you know, maybe it happens 2 out of 10 times, but we find it and then we clear it up for them now.
Wow.
Because the more time that goes by, the harder it is to straighten these things out. But just to get back to wills for a minute, another big reason to have a will, particularly for young people that have little children, is to appoint a guardian.
Yes.
Right? Especially for, you know, single parents. Something happens to you, you're in an accident, you have an illness, you pass suddenly, and now you have little kids left behind. Instead of going through the guardianship process in court, if you have a will and you say who you want to be guardian, it's a lot easier and faster to take care of that.
Well, this is why Jim is such a great lawyer, to give us all this information.
Yes.
So if you need a lawyer out there, pretty much, buy the motorcycles. Besides that, you know a lot of stuff, Jim. You know a lot of stuff. You need a lawyer, check out Lennox Law. Give Jim a call at 631-486-9500, and he can help you. I see a broom going by. I thought it was a rat going by. You don't know.
We are live. We are live in MacArthur Airport, so you never know what's going to happen outside the booth.
Yeah, the guy tried to walk in one night, asking me for help. Can you help me? I'm like, no.
Not at the moment.
Can you get out, please? But you have a lot of great information, though,
yes,
which is awesome.
And we offer people a free consultation, which is not something that you get in a lot of law firms anymore. A lot of law firms charge a fee up front. They might apply it to the work, but they charge a fee to walk in the door. Now, you know, I try to vet people a little bit on the phone or with emails to see if we're, you know, any kind of a fit, because sometimes their issue is not something that works for us or for them.
Right.
But if, you know, if it's in our wheelhouse, so to speak, people come in. Come in, we'll set up a video meeting if you don't want to come in, or a telephone call, and sort it out, and then we can see if we can do things to help them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That is awesome. So you're right there, 6143 Jericho Turnpike. In Comac.
Yes.
So if you locally need a lawyer, you know where to go. Well, like I said, give him a call at 631-486-9500. Jim is your guy because you ride, you understand what's going on. So I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kay Fox. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Check out our website at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Boom!
We want to buy your pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycle today. We purchase all used Harleys any year and any model. Harley-Davidson of Nassau County.
Call 516-409-9200 or visit their website, NassauCountyHarleyDavidson.com.
Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
There are so many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details. Cyclefish.com, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and the High Seas Rally Cruise present the world's only biker comedy hypnotist, Gary Michaels. To signal Gary Michaels, just click on GaryMichaels.net.
Yeah! What's up, everybody?
What's up, Long Island?
I am Johnny Rizzo with Kay Fox and with Jim Lennox from Lennox Law. If you need a lawyer, you know who to call. Jim Lennox, right here. Give him a call at 631 486-9500. And tonight's show is brought to you by Rocka Vodka.
The vodka that rocks.
The vodka that rocks. So check out Vodka, Rocka Vodka. I can't say it.
R-O-C-A-V-A-K-A.
Spell it for me, Kate.
.com.
Rocka Vodka. Check them out on their website, rockavodka.com. And you can see where all their places we can buy them.
It's all over the map. Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Good stuff. Good stuff. No. So anyway, we got a phone call.
We do.
We have LJ James.
LJ James.
For the Red Barn Rioters.
Yeehaw.
What's up, LJ?
Oh, yeah. What's going on, Johnny Mizzo and the crew? What's everybody doing up
there? Hey, LJ. What's going on, baby?
You got any snow up there?
Doing good. Little bit.
All right. So what's happening, brother?
Well, we got a lot going on. We got winter barbecue coming up.
Yeah.
Are you coming up for it?
I'm going to try. I plan on it. I do plan on.
He's drooling. You can see him drooling.
Well, last year, the winter barbecue is when me and Jim Barr were having a weight loss contest. So me and Jim Barr went to the winter barbecue, and we both wouldn't eat. Actually, I ate.
Of course you did.
Jim was hiding in his car eating cheese.
How do you go to a barbecue, a food event, and lose weight?
Well,
you
know, Johnny doesn't.
You know,
I wouldn't either.
So go ahead, LJ.
Well, February 4th, it's Sunday, February 4th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the legendary Black Daughter Resort.
Love that place.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to Jim?
We're going to have raffles there. We're going to have food. Only $10 to get in. We got a great band, Delta 9. And we got a lot of great things going on, man. I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal event. They're going to have fires in the front, fires in the back, keep everybody warm. It's an indoor event, but people like to wander outside. The weather is looking great. Looking to be sunny and 40 degrees, but you know the weather in upstate New York.
Yeah, the weather up there can change in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the Northeast.
It is the Northeast. So that sounds like a great time.
Some vodka up here. Yeah, some Rocka Vodka up here might go good, you know?
I think Rocka Vodka in the Blackthorn Resort would be awesome, don't you think?
I think so.
I think I have to give Dale a call and get Rocka Vodka in there.
Rocka Vodka for our raffle, man. We could kind of push it out there.
Oh.
Rocka Vodka for the Blackthorn event. Their big motorcycle event they have. So let me just tell Jim a second. Hold on a second, LJ. The Blackthorn Resort is basically a campground.
Okay.
But it's dedicated to motorcycles. You ride a motorcycle, it's all about bikes. Okay?
Nice. Where is it upstate?
Where is it, LJ?
It's Cairo, East Durham area. It's in the Catskills.
In the Catskills.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think it's like 100, 200, 8. I'm not even sure how big it is. It's huge, man. I mean, it's got so much.
You camp on it?
They've got the main grounds, and then they got other sites, down the road. They got other places. You know what I mean? It's just it's just an amazing place, man.
They have a haunted house at the hotel.
It's a family resort, but it's like biker friendly. I mean, the owners are bikers. Everybody hangs out there as bikers. I mean, it's just a great mix. I mean, I always say it's like the place where like the new biker and the old biker belly up to the bar together and in a spirit of brotherhood,
Yeah.
It's just all about that.
It is a fantastic place to go.
Get there, you're home. It's home away from home.
Yeah. They have a burnout pit, Jim, that raises in the air. How high do you think it goes, LJ?
That's right.
About 25 feet?
I don't know. How high do you think it goes?
I'd say 25 feet in the air.
So what do you mean it raises? It's like hydraulic and lifts up?
Yeah, you put your bike on.
Yeah.
Right.
So through the burnout, they got these
flames at the top.
They got flames that shoot out. Starts going up as you do. But I got video of it.
Nice.
And they have lights and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's an amazing experience. You can bring your camper. You can tent out. Are they having bike builders again this year?
Oh, I'm sure. They always do bike builds.
Yeah, they had the bike builders that built a motorcycle 3 days, I believe it was. So three of them built their own bike.
Back to the, let's not forget what we're talking about. We're talking about the winter barbecue, man.
The winter barbecue.
Of course, LJ.
It is going to be wild. I mean, listen, last year was awesome. And one of the things I love, man, and the whole club loves, I mean, we just love it. People have been coming up to us. I mean, I know my president Bill's been telling me, people come up to him going, all year long, you guys doing that winter barbecue again? You doing that winter barbecue again? It's just been the hype and all that and the talk about it ever since we did it last year. And it's awesome when people come up to you all year long asking, you guys going to do that again? You going to do that again?
It was great. We had the meat chickens last year.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, this year we got Delta 9, which is another great band. We got to, we got both the Meat Chickens. We got from the fire department. They do a battle of the bands.
Right.
So we met them there, and we talked to them about doing this, and we got them last year. Phenomenal. They've become really good friends of ours. And this year we were at the Medusa Fest they have over there at the fire department. And because you know, we're based out of Medusa, New York, and so we're very active helping out the fire department. And we're very big with them. And they had the content. It was funny this year because their band came on, and the singer, it's a female singer, and the first song she did, we were kind of like, okay. And then I remember one of our members, Craig, goes to me, goes, is that a different singer? I go, no, it's the same singer. He goes, oh, my God, she's phenomenal now. You know, what
happened? Hey, she had to break in, you know?
Maybe she needs to warm up a little bit, but it was just like, the first song, maybe it just wasn't for her, but then she hit the second song, and it was phenomenal. So we're really looking forward. I just talked to them the other day. They were telling me they've been practicing. They got their set list ready to go, and they're ready to rock this party.
Now, see, that's the same thing with me. When I start singing, you think I'm terrible. By the end of it, done. I'm horrible.
It's like when you're talking.
You sound good when you're done, right?
Yeah. Right? Good night, everybody. Hey, good. Hey, sounds great. But the Red Barn Riders, you are part of the Red Barn Riders. Tell us a little bit about that, LJ.
The Red Barn Riders, like I say it all the time, we are a charity AMARC riding club. And we are based on brotherhood, riding together, and helping out the community. So we've done a lot of great things this year. We've had a really, and you know what? We do a lot of great things and have a great time doing it. I mean, we just did a couple of months ago, right before Christmas, we went to a local nursing home, and we went there and we gave out blankets and, you know, like little puzzle books and everything like that, and went and saw a bunch of the older folks and all that. Because we do a lot of stuff for the kids. We always do a lot of stuff for the kids, toy drive, stuff like that. You know, we adopt families and everything. And we do stuff for the vets and everything, because those are very important things. And a couple of our members had brought up saying, hey, listen, you know what? A lot of people forget the older folks this time of year. Maybe that's something we should do also. And everybody was like, yeah. I mean, our President Bill dressed up as Santa Claus. I dressed up as Frosty the Snowman. We went around, and we had a ball, and the old folks all loved it. The people who were there, who worked there, were thanking us so much. We got coverage by a local magazine up here called Porcupine Soup. I mean, great, great people. I mean, there's so many people. Like I said, when I joined this club a couple of years ago, I consider myself a phenomenal promoter. I do. I pat myself on the back twice a day.
Yeah, good. And, yes, you are.
But let me tell you, it was the easiest promotion I've ever done, because I went around. The club's been around for a while. And I went around and told them who I was and what I was there for. And everybody goes, we love the Red Barn Riders. You guys do so much great stuff. You do so much great stuff. So it just... the name, when you're promoting something with a name that everybody associates with helping out the community, it's like the easiest sale pitch there is, because people just want to donate. They want to be a part of it. You know, they're like, we want to be a part of it. We love this. We love the things you do. And it's just been phenomenal. I mean, I celebrated on the, was it 2 days ago? Was it 23rd, whatever it was, a day or two ago, I celebrated my 2-year anniversary. And I forget what day it is.
Congratulations!
But thank you. And I've had a great time, man. You know, it's just, we do things like, we went to the Abate thing together. They had up here, just up here at the Blackthorn. And I'm sure Chris Beckins told you.
Yes, he did. I saw the pictures.
We do a lot of things together. Like in the wintertime right now, when it's boring and there's nothing going on, you know, one brother will say, "Hey, this is going on. Who wants to go with me?" And somebody else will say, "Hey, this is going on." So it helps us, you know, beat the winter blahs and have a good time. In the summertime, we're just busy. We're just doing so much. We have to split the club up. We're helping this group. We're helping that group and attending this event. I mean, we try to support all the charity events we can in the area. We sponsor. We have organizations. Like, there's a run up here over Schoharie, and, you know, we've been doing the bike games for them every year. It's a big charity event.
Okay.
Very close. My President Bill, it's a fundraiser for someone who he knew, who was very close with.
Well, okay.
And we've been helping out with that for years, and it's a great time, you know?
It absolutely is, man. Well, I want to thank you for calling in the show tonight, and you'll be hearing more from LJ with us. We'll be doing some stuff with him. So, LJ, we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Thank you, LJ.
All right. I am Johnny Rizzi. I am with Kay Fox and Jim Lennick. Lennick Law, he's a lawyer. Give Jim a call. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Boom!
commercial office printers, copiers, document cloud-based solutions, and with over 50 years of service, the choice is clear. Northeastern Office Equipment. Get a free, no-obligation quote. Visit northeasternoffice.com.
Micro-DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
Stop by First Manufacturing Company at 389 West Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York. They have the largest selection of motorcycle accessories, apparel, and fashion leather goods on Long Island. Use the promo code RADIO and receive 20% off your in-store or online order. Visit firstmfg.com.
There are so many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out CycleFish.com for a full schedule of events. CycleFish.com. Please go to CycleFish.com for all the details.
Right, what's up, everybody? I'm Johnny Rizzo with Kate Fox. You listen to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Tonight's show is brought to you by Lennox Law. Go see Jim at Lennox Law. Give him a call at 631-486-9500. He's the lawyer that understands you when you ride. Because you ride yourself, right, Jim?
I do, absolutely.
And what do you ride?
I have a 2003 Harley Softail.
There you go. Beautiful. So you know what to do in a case where somebody gets hit or a situation. You live it yourself. You're out there, you ride. So if you need a lawyer, call Jim.
I understand when an accident happens when you're on a bike. I understand what the biker did, why they did it, and how the accident happened, and why the motorist either didn't see them or didn't do the right thing by the biker.
That's right. So give him a call at 631-486-9500. So, Kay Fox, what do we got going on out there?
I just have a little thing. I want to talk about something that's going on Friday because, well, it's friends of ours. Friday, January 26th, there is a show at Shaker's Pub on Sunrise Highway in South Oakdale. And it is my friend Caesar the Tsar's birthday show.
Yeah, nice.
So it's going to, doors are at 7, show starts at 8, and then there are 4 bands. They feature Moonwaves, which is a female fronted death metal band. Wow. Frequency Overload and Caesar's band, Graces of Chaos. And those guys are just fantastic. So if awesome. You want to do something, there's something to do there. There's also, at Sonny's Canal House, it's called Sonny's. Hard Knocks, I believe, is the band. That's Friday night also.
I can't believe Sonny's Canal House is so... I used to live next to Sonny's Canal House, and it was a little bar. It was an old man bar. And now it's like a venue out here.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Unbelievable.
It's great. They have the restaurant. They have
the bar. Yeah, I ate there like a month and a half ago. Beautiful.
So it's a great place. Yeah. And I just, you know what? There's something we didn't talk about tonight.
What's that?
High Seas
Rally. The High Seas Rally. Oh, I can't wait for the High Seas Rally. You got to check this out, Jim.
We'll be right back.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit leatherup.com.
It's a cruise.
It is a cruise. Well, I didn't know if you were going to fawn over it if you wanted me to give details. Because it is going to be from October 26th to November 2nd this year. It's going to start out in Tampa. Then go to Bimini. Freeport. Nassau. And Coco Cay. It's going to be
Coco
on
Cay.
Coco Cay, the private island. And it's going to be on Royal Caribbean's Radiance of the Seas. It's the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship. And they have Lou Graham, the Kentucky Headhunters, Vixen, Hairball, Steel Rod, and our very dear friend, Gary Michaels. And we always try to point out that not only is this a good time, this is a good cause because they benefit the High Seas Rally Dialysis Fund and the Wounded Warrior Project.
That's right. And they got Motor Mark on the ship that paints, and he paints. He's been on the ship for years. I think he's been there for like last 20 years. He's been on the ship. And he makes these amazing paintings just for these, the cause.
And you know who else is going to be on the ship? I can't believe I forgot to say it.
Who?
Rocka Vaca.
Rocka Vaca will be on. And who else? Me. I'll be on the ship.
I thought that went without saying.
Yeah. We're going to be in the Bahamas. Because it's better than the Bahamas. Right? Always is, Kate. So get on that. You know, the rooms are filling up quick.
That's
so
what I
get
hear.
On the website, highseasrally.com. Book your room today. You will love it. So what else you got, Kate?
That's really all I have for tonight. You know, we've been having a great conversation, so I'm keeping it small. You know, there's other stuff coming. I'll talk about it on Monday. We have a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily local.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of it for my stuff.
All right. So, Jim, let me tell you. We have a motorcycle that we're raffling off for a great cause called Rockin' the Road for a Cure. Rockin' the Road for a Cure is a breast cancer organization. They have patients. Every other Saturday, they go out and they deliver food or medicine, whatever the patient may need, they deliver.
They provide healing services.
Right.
I mean, they do a lot of stuff.
They do
stuff.
Ride. They go above and beyond what they do for their patients and their families. This year, they brought the families Christmas gifts.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And trees.
And Rocka Vaca.
Didn't they bring trees to
a couple? Rocka Vaca donated Christmas trees.
Yes.
For Rockin' the Road to deliver. So, amazing organization. It's legit. It's what they do. And I've seen it in person. How they take care of their patients.
At run by a survivor.
Dawn D'Amelia is a survivor, a 3-time breast cancer survivor.
I should say founded and run by.
She founded it,
yes.
And she's the president. And she's out there doing these deliveries with her volunteers just as well.
And all the money goes to the patients that they are helping.
Every dime goes. So now we're raffling off a Harley Davidson Street Bob.
Does it go fast, Johnny?
It
does
goes
it
fast.
Go fast?
It goes fast. $100 a chance. How it works is you go onto their website, rockintheroadforacure.org. You see the motorcycle. You click on it. You can donate $100 right there. And that your PayPal receipt is your ticket. So there's no ticket you can lose. You always have it.
Always. And how many chances are there?
300. Only 300.
Only 300.
So now forget Starbucks for the day. Forget Starbucks.
Forget Starbucks. Forget McDonald's. Forget all that nonsense you waste your money on.
$100 and you're taking care of somebody. You're helping a breast cancer survivor.
Or
a person
patient.
Who has it.
Yes.
Everybody knows somebody who had breast cancer. Am I right?
Indeed.
Absolutely.
I'm in the studio. Kate had it.
Yes.
Margaret used to be part of the show. Right? So many people either have it or went through it.
Yes.
Or passed away from it. Loved ones, friends, whatever it is.
I just had a client, a male, tell me that he was just diagnosed.
Yes, yeah, and people forget.
I don't
forget,
hear that often, but it does come up.
Me being in the community, if you will, I know a lot of male breast cancer survivors, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. We still don't hear about it as much, and we still don't think about it as much. But men do get breast cancer too.
Right. They do. I got tested. When I got sick with my heart, they gave me this medication. I see Kate laughing over there. I got sick with this. I had this medication that gave me a lump here.
Yes. It's not funny, but I could picture you dealing with it.
I know.
And
it was horrible.
I can't.
It was a horrible experience, I tell you. I don't know how you women do it. I really don't. But again. You can, two things can happen here. You can help somebody.
Yes.
Or you can help somebody and win a motorcycle. We're adding prizes to that, by the way.
That's
we're going to add
right.
leather jacket. We're going to add helmets. We're going to add other prizes. So if you don't win, you'll win a jacket or a helmet or gloves or something. And the grand prize will be the motorcycle.
And now the raffle is where? At the Boogie for the?
Boogies for Boogie. Boogie for Boogies. The boogie for boobies.
The boogie for the boobies. For goodness sake, you
see?
Just say boobies. At 89 North in Patchogue.
What address is that?
It's I don't know. It's somewhere on South Ocean. North Ocean
North
Avenue.
The boogie for boobies will be at 89 North on April 14th.
Yes,
that's when we'll be announcing the winner of all the prizes
and
in the motorcycle.
And that's going to be a great show, great time.
So also how they raise the money too is. It's football time. So the big game is coming up on the 11th, I believe, February 11th.
Yes.
They have a football pool going on. If you go to rockandroadforacure.org. If you go to Rock and Road for a Cure Facebook page, you'll see the pool. Get in on that. And, you know, again, do a good course.
Nice.
Do a good course. And bikers, that's what they do.
Right. Take care of each other and take care of the community.
Exactly. They're always there when you need them.
For everything. Listen.
No matter what it is.
We can talk about it and talk about it and talk. But you know what? It doesn't get less. It's always, it grows.
Right.
Grows, grows, grows. The biker community is continually there for any cause that needs support.
Absolutely. Good way to put that, Kate. That'd be good. And Jim, would you like to add anything else? We got 45 seconds.
Give us a call if you have any questions about any legal matters. Accidents, estates, real estate, we do it all, and we're here to help.
Okay, awesome stuff. So that's Jim Lennick from Lennick Law. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I am Johnny Rizzo, Kate Fox, and Jim. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Check out our website at
MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel. Jim Chinesi, rest in peace, brother. Take care of my buddy Randy up there. See you next time. We out of here.
Boom!
This has been the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast with Johnny Rizzo. Thanks for listening. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio airs every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitter. If you'd like to make contact, send an email to MotorcycleMayhemRadioShow@gmail.com. In the meantime, safe riding and keep the rubber on the road.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit LeatherUp.com.